Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction, along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from San Marcos, Texas, where I'm at the facility of Redbird Flight Simulations. I'm with Tyson Weiss of 4Flight. Tyson, while we were here, the not unsurprising or unexpected announcement of the Apple Mini or iPad Mini is out. Tell us what you think that's going to do as far as implications for pilot use and aviation use of the iPad and for 4Flight.
Yeah, I think we're going to see an additional wave of adoption with the iPad Mini. After every Apple device release, we've always seen a wave of new pilots and new customers, whether that's an iPhone or the iPad 2 or the new iPad. There's always a group of pilots that, you know, have been waiting to adopt and waiting to see what the new technology brings. And I think the iPad Mini is different than the last two iPad releases because it brings the iPad to cockpits that have previously not adopted for size reasons. For example, you know, guys in RVs, we have military customers flying T-38s. So I think this is going to be really good for a number of segments, from GA all the way up through business and commercial aviation. So I think we're going to see a big push over the next couple of months, especially as the Christmas season rolls around and see a lot of new pilots carrying iPads.
Do you have any idea when the market release of that device is going to be?
November 2nd.
And so will that be in volume?
Yeah, pre-order today, and then they start shipping on November 2nd.
What implications does it have for the app itself? Can you do things on the smaller display that maybe you wouldn't want to do on the larger display?
To us, it's really transparent. The way that Apple has designed their latest operating systems, everything scales automatically. The pixel resolution is the same as the larger iPad, so everything just scales slightly. There's nothing we do in particular or will do at the moment to modify the application to work on the Mini. It should be really transparent to any customers.
Looking forward broadly in the industry in general, what kind of additional capabilities do you think we're going to see this year in apps?
I think apps, there's going to be a sort of a step change evolution in apps over the next year, and I think we're going to see a lot of attention on moving maps itself. A lot of innovation in that area. I think as these new boxes evolve, what I call sort of the magic box, you're going to see additional capabilities that will enhance the experience of apps, whether that's the integration of things like AHARs or expanded ADS-B services. I really think that starts to pick up in 2013.
How about the penetration into the commercial market? That's really started, but it's not very far along yet.
This year you've seen a lot of evaluations. Next year you're going to see a lot more widespread rollouts. Carriers for a while were trying to figure out, for example, whether or not they were going to go with an Android platform or wait for Windows. Many of the prospects that we talked to have canceled those evaluations and they've gone back to adopting the iPad. So now that there's a number of carriers that are testing in smaller pilot groups with expectations of Q1, Q2 rollouts. So a lot of activity going on there.
Will you stick with the iPad iOS or do you see potential going into Windows?
I don't see any potential for us to go into Windows. With the iPad Mini and the size of our company and our desire to stay laser focused on building the best thing we can for iOS, that's where our attention is going to remain for the foreseeable future.
How about Android?
Android's not on the roadmap today.
Okay, well, thanks for the update, Tyson.
Thanks, Paul.
This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from San Marcos, Texas, Redbird Flight Simulations. We've been speaking with Tyson Weiss of 4Flight. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.